Never again were the words uttered by many world leaders after the Rwandan genocide, but it's hard to take them seriously when atrocities keep happening in places like the Central African Republic or Syria. Samantha Power, now the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, wrote a whole book about this back in 2001. In A Problem from Hell, America in the Age of Genocide, Power explored why the U.S. government has historically been ineffective at stopping atrocities, from the killing of Armenians in 1915 to what happened in Rwanda in 1994. Rebecca Hamilton writes today in Foreign Affairs magazine about what Power, now as UN ambassador, has done so far to make the never again mantra real. Just remind us, Rebecca, first, what Ambassador Power argued in her book. Why has the U.S. typically not been able to stop genocide?
Her central thesis was that it was not as a result of a lack of knowledge. The U.S. knows that atrocities are happening. It was not as a result of a lack of influence. Rather, it was a lack of political will in Washington. As she said, put simply, American policymakers don't act because they don't want to.
So now we're hearing stories of atrocities in the Central African Republic, children being killed in front of their parents. Describe for us what the White House approach has been so far with CAR and Power's role in that approach.
So I think you'd have to say that to begin with, the response was slower than one would like. As is often the case, policymakers in Washington knew about the situation as it started evolving. And for a long time, they thought, well, the Central African Republic has faced coups in the past and it hasn't led to societal collapse. But once it became very clear to them in December last year that this was moving into a clear atrocity situation, the response has been unprecedented, actually. To give them the credit that is due, I think we've seen a stronger atrocity prevention response on this than we've seen in the history of the U.S. government. And what it has shown is something that Samantha Power did write about in A Problem from Hell, which is that the U.S. government has a whole range of options that lie between doing nothing and unilaterally sending in the Marines. And in the Central African Republic, you have, albeit belatedly, seen them start to pursue all of these options, efforts at reconciliation efforts, DOD airlift for African Union peacekeepers heading into Bangui, being supportive at the multilateral level of France's efforts at the UN Security Council. And so in terms of just expanding the range of options that the US can pursue, it's quite a positive story regarding the Central African Republic.
Let's take a more complex and entrenched situation like Syria. Is it clear to you how the Power Doctrine is being applied there? Is it working?
Unfortunately, I think Syria is the case that shows the problem with her original thesis. I think she was too quick to dismiss this question of influence, too focused on the role of America at the cost of other players in the global system. And you know, to be fair, she was writing in that sort of euphoric post-Cold War window when we were talking about the end of history and the U.S. leading the world. I don't think that U.S. influence was perhaps ever as clear as she wanted it to be. And so what we see over the past decade, in fact, I saw this very clearly in the big case history that I did of Darfur, and we're certainly seeing it now in Syria, that it is not simply political will in Washington that determines outcomes on the ground. She had a line in The Problem from Hell where she argued that it was decisions that were made in the U.S. that had a greater impact on victims' fates than any other power. Now, I think if you look, Darfur, you would say that China was the major power that was having the most impact. In Syria, you've certainly got to look at the role of Russia. And so it is no longer the case, if indeed it ever was the case, that if policymakers in Washington simply want to prevent atrocities enough, that they can do so.
Rebecca, thanks very much for speaking to us about this.
My pleasure. Thank you.